I'll read, there are so many verses here in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita about association with pure devotees. I'll just read two of them. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructing Srila Sanatan Goswami from the Madhya Lila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 22, texts 83 and 84, translation and something, a stub of a commentary by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. First verse is in Bengali, the next is in Sanskrit. Krishna bhakti janma hoy, Krishna bhakti janma mool hoy sadhu sangha, Krishna prema janme teho puna mukhya anga. The root cause of devotional service to Lord Krishna is association with advanced devotees. Even when one's dormant love for Krishna awakens, association with devotees is still most essential. Bhava pavargo brahmato yada bhavej janasya tarhi achyuta satsamagamaha satsangamo yarhita daiva sadgatau paravareshe tvai jayate ratihi. O my Lord, O infallible Supreme Person, when a person wandering throughout the universes becomes eligible for liberation from material existence, he gets an opportunity to associate with devotees. When he associates with devotees, his attraction for you is awakened. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the highest goal of the topmost devotees, and the Lord of the universe. Purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 51, Text 53. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Shreshtam Anumapi Shachiputra Matra Swarupam Rupam Tasyagrajamurupurim Maturim Goshtavartim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tamnatosmi Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Atav Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavangscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Here we have heard the term becoming eligible for liberation from material existence by associating with devotees of the Supreme Lord. So what is the cause of material existence? If we have a disease, at least in Ayurveda, we first of all want to see what is the cause and then nullify and rectify the cause and then let nature do her work. So what is the cause of material existence? There could be many answers to that question. Suggestions? What is the cause of material existence? Bhava bandhan ka kya karan hai? She doesn't. One answer could be pretty girls like you. Pungsastriya mitani, but she's a little young still. Pungsastriya mituni bhavametam tayora ho hridaya grantima ho ho. What's the next word? Ato griha kshetra sutapta vitar janasya moho yamahammameti. There you go, there's one answer right there. The attraction between male and female causes ahammama bhav, thinking in terms of I, me, and mine. What else? Any other answers? So it could be several answers. The desire to enjoy independently of Krishna. Krishna bhuli sei jivanadi bahir muk atayiv mayatare deya shangshara duk. Krishna bahir muk hoya bhogavancha kare nikata sta mayatare japatiya dhare. When we forget Krishna, we turn away from Krishna. We forget Krishna, we become inimical to Krishna, we desire material enjoyment, and we get material distress. Put in a slightly different way, we become inimical to Krishna, krishya bahi mukhoya, we desire material enjoyment, and maya is just sitting there waiting to catch us. Any other replies to this? Being envious of Krishna. Well, I was looking for an answer in relation to this verse. One, because I just read out the verse, right? Krishna bhakti janma mool hoy sadhu sangha. The root of the birth of devotion to Krishna is associating with devotees. And then in the Bhagavatam verse, which is said after this, that when a person is eligible for liberation from material existence, he gets an opportunity to associate with devotees. So, cause of material existence. One answer is bad association. Our material existence prolongs due to associating with worldly-minded people. And then this verse from Bhagavatam. I believe that is Muchukunda speaking. Anyone want to look that up? You can look it up immediately. This verse, pava pavargo brahmato yada bhavej. It's quoted here, Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 51, Text 53. 10:51-53. As far as I remember, I should know, but you probably have to look it up. If you were very deep in Shastra, you would know without having to look it up. So it said there, when he, is it Muchukunda? Yeah, Muchukunda speaking to Krishna. When he associates with devotees, his attraction for you is awakened. In other words, by association, one's desire changes. And we learn that right from the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Not exactly beginning, but in the early part of Bhagavad Gita. What is that? Sangat sanjayate kamaha. By one's association. Actually, in this verse, the word sangha, that means a mental, by meditating on the objects of sense enjoyment. Dhyayato vishayam pungsang. How does that verse go? Dhyayato vishayam pungsam. Sanghas teshu pajayate. So one becomes attached. Here, sangha means one becomes attached. And then desire arises. Actually, the desire is there, then we meditate, and then the desire comes up more and more. So the root desire, this is all very deep psychology, Vedic psychology. There's the root desire deep in the heart, the sangskara. We have everything we do at every moment everything we do, or even if we don't, if we're just thinking, maybe even in dreams, some kind of impression is made, and that is both a result of, and how we react to it, that is a result of all the desires deep in our heart, and that perpetuates when we see something desirable. We desire it. And we say, no, I shouldn't do that. But it makes an impression in the heart. And that may come up at some other point of time. And it all, in dreams, it can all get mixed up, things we've seen in life, or things we've thought about, they all get mixed up. Srila Prabhupada gives the example of a golden mountain. We've seen gold and we've seen a mountain. So in a dream, we can see a golden mountain, although we didn't see a golden mountain ever, but it all gets mixed up, and you get all kinds of crazy things mixed up in dreams. So association. Srila Prabhupada writes here, association with devotees is still most essential even when Krishna prema janme teho puna mukhya anga. Even when prema has arisen, you may think, okay, I got it now. Prema, all right, I got Krishna prema. I don't need you anymore. Thank you for giving me your association. Bye bye. No, it's not like that. Rather, see, he's trying to incite some desire. What's he calling out? Babu! Babu! Someone must understand. What is it? What language is it in? It's in Canada. In Karnataka, in Bangalore, you can never... This is a Canada-speaking area, is it? Yeah. It could be any one of three or four languages. So what does it mean? Spinach. He's selling spinach. So he's trying to incite a desire in your heart for spinach. We'll all go to hell for that, unless we offer it to Krishna. So it's not a very sinful desire. It's not like he's coming around saying, porno, that we get from the cell phone, don't we? We get that. Porno, that's very, very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. The desire to eat spinach is also dangerous, unless we know to offer it to Krishna. But how will we know how to offer it to Krishna? I, in this lifetime, grew up in a miserably cold place called England. You think it's cold in the winter in Bangalore, it's much colder there. I never heard of Krishna. Most people, they never heard of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada came and told everyone about Krishna. When Srila Prabhupada first arrived in London at the airport, the newspaper reporters came up to him and said, "Why have you come here? What is your purpose in coming? To teach you what you have forgotten, God." Because the Englishmen went to India and told you, "No, you have so many gods. We're going to tell you who's the real God." And Srila Prabhupada comes to England and said, "I'm going to tell you who the real God is." So we didn't know. People have forgotten Krishna very deeply. At least here in India, people, somehow or other, they're still in contact with Krishna. Just like as we were coming into Bengaluru yesterday, coming in from Hosur side, we stopped at a petrol station. And it was called Sri Venkateshwar Motors. There's nothing very spiritual about a petrol station, but it has the name Sri Venkateshwara Motors. So, directly or indirectly, you think of Venkateshwara. Did you go for darshan of Venkateshwara? No. In Bangalore, there's Venkateshwara temple also. Do you know? You've not been. Okay. Should take him. Take him to the Venkateshwara. He will cut all your vein. Vein cut. Cuts your vein. Not that vein. Vein means sin. So he cuts your sin. I heard that from Sanskrit Ananda. So, you know Sanskrit Ananda? You never met him? He's in Gujarat mostly. So if he says, it must be correct. He studied Sanskrit in Tirupati. He's from Haryana. Anyway, in India, at least up to the present time, thought of Krishna is going on directly or indirectly. But Srila Prabhupada, his task in preaching Krishna consciousness in India was the same and different also to the task he had in the West. In the West, he had to wake up people who had just like been in a deep coma, a state of deep coma from anesthesia. It's so deep that they're almost dead. And trying to wake them up is very, very difficult. But in India, there's a different situation. It's more like people pretending to be asleep who are very difficult to wake up. The most difficult person to wake up, well, there are two kinds of... The most difficult kind of person to wake up is someone who's dead. That's very difficult. I mean, that's pretty obvious, isn't it? But someone who's pretending to be asleep, that can be very... if they're pretending to be asleep, then you can... If they're very good at pretending, it might be more difficult than waking up Kumbhakarna. Do you know who Kumbhakarna is? Do you know who Kumbhakarna is?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Ravana's brother.
Ravana's brother. Which brother?
Ravana.
Which? Okay, he knows. Very good. He knows who. Is it good to know who Kumbhakarna is? Yeah, it's good to know who he is, but it's not good to be very intimate. Actually, he wasn't such a bad guy, was he? I mean, he was bad, but he was. He told Ravana, "You're an idiot. You should give Sita back." But anyway, I'm your brother. I'll go and get killed by Ram. That wasn't so bad. But don't try to be like him, and sleep too much. When he woke up, he was very fortunate because he thought of Ram, right? Everyone was saying, Ram, we have to go and fight. Well, the first thing he did was eat a bunch of buffaloes and all kinds of things, right? Because they were afraid when he wakes up, the first thing he'll do, he'll be so hungry after sleeping so long, he'll just grab us and eat us. So they had a whole bunch of buffaloes and everything. He said, okay, what do you want? You have to go and kill Ram. Oh. You mean you want me to be killed by Ram? No, you have to go and kill Ram. Oh, okay. All right. I can't do it, but anyway, I have to do what my brother says. Right? You know that? Younger brother has to do what the older brother says. You know that. He's going to learn it, doesn't it? So, good association, yeah. In India, Prabhupada had to wake people up who are pretending to be asleep. And that is what the Krishna Conscious Movement is meant for, to simultaneously become awakened and to waken others. Jeev Jago, Gaura Chanda Bole. What's the next words? Gaura Chandra Bole. You know the next words? Koto Nidra Jao Maya Pishachira Kole. We have in the Upanishads. Do you know that? Utishta, Jagrata, Prapya, Virang Nibodhata, Shurasya Dara, Nishita, Duratyaya, Durgang Patas, Tat Kavayo Vadanti. Which means, Utishta, get up. Jagrata means wake up. Get that great gift which is available in the human form of life,
which means take to Krishna consciousness. But spiritual life is like a razor's edge. It's a difficult path. Who said that? All the people who know what they're talking about. Tat kavayo vadanti. So the Krishna consciousness movement is meant for becoming awakened and awakening others. We are attempting to, we're still ourselves, we're still half asleep. Sometimes thinking of Krishna, sometimes looking at Maya. But we know, we've, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada and those following in his footsteps, we know where we're supposed to be going. And we're trying to bring others with us. And talking about association, Srila Prabhupada created Vaishnava Association all over the world so that people can take advantage of that. I'm very fortunate. I go different places. Wherever I go, there are devotees of Krishna who kindly give me their good association. Otherwise, this material world is very dangerous. Durlabha manava janama satsange taraha ebhava shindure. By association of devotees in this rare human form of life, we can cross over material existence. Otherwise, what are we doing? What are we doing otherwise? We're simply suffering in material life. Shita atapa vata varishana edina jamini jagire. There's various causes of suffering. There's sometimes heat, sometimes cold, sometimes wind, sometimes rain. Various things, anxieties keep us awake at night. And then what else do we do? Do we do useless work? What's the next line? Bifale shevinu, kripana durajana, chapala shuka lava lagire. We're uselessly working for people who don't care at all for us. And in this way, what do we do that for? Why is everyone in Bangalore working so hard? They don't like the people they're working for. They don't know the people they're working for, especially if you're working in a multinational corporation. But at least your immediate boss, you don't like him. You have to pretend to like him, but you don't actually like him. But you're working for the money. And what do you get from the money? You get the happiness of being able to drive in a car in Bangalore and get in a traffic jam so you can go to work. That's your happiness, rather than going on a motorbike. On a motorbike you can go quicker, but it's less prestigious, right? Better have a car, right? Oh, and you get more theoretically you get more pollution. More pollution in a car, but I don't, not in a, on a motorbike, but maybe not, because it's all Bangalore air, right? It's miserable. I don't know why people go to, they leave the village. And why did you leave the village and come to Bangalore? Tell me. One, two. Are you in Bangalore still? Yeah. Why do you do it? There's no good answer. I guess the reason is money, right? More opportunities for making money. But then you have to spend so much money for rent and then vehicles and everything. And then you end up in hospital from all the pollution and so many things. And then you make your money. Are you still doing that, hospital business? I'm into groceries. Now you're into groceries, organic.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were in the hospital business. Now you're giving organic groceries to save people from going to hospital. But they still have to breathe the polluted air and drink the plastic water, polluted water. And Indian organic, you don't know. All they have to do is say it's organic, and you don't know, actually. At least in the West, they have some kind of checks and balances. So on all these kind of things. You hope, there's a hope that it's organic. Yeah, so you can make more money. Then you can pay for your hospital bill. Actually, most people, they can't pay for their hospital bill, isn't it? Most people can't pay. Most people have to take a loan, isn't it? You tell me, you were in the hospital business. 40 lakhs. And he doesn't have 40 lakhs. Yeah, you have to borrow money, that's it. Yeah, you have to repay. It goes on like that. The doctors, the lawyers, the politicians, they're all merciless. Their business is to squeeze out your money by any means. The taxman, we were just discussing that in the car, right? They tax you for your income. When you're earning money, they tax you. When you spend money, they tax you. And in the Western countries, when they die, they tax you also. Do they tax here for dying? Yeah, yeah, death tax. That means if you have, say, 20 crores when you die, the government takes so much of it. Whatever. And then there are local municipal rates also, right? That you have to pay. It's legalized loot mar. It's going on. Anyway, we want to associate with, that's the whole point of this song, Bhaja Hure Mani. We should associate with devotees and then engage in Shravana Kirtana, Smarana Bandana, Pada Sevana Dasya Re, Pujana Sakijana, Atmanivedana, Govinda Dasa, Obhilasha Re. We should engage in the processes of devotional service, which is possible and enhanced by association with devotees. So I'm very fortunate. Wherever I go, I have association of devotees who are here. We have this little center here. And they're very honestly and sincerely, the brahmacharis here working to spread Krishna consciousness. They don't do anything else. I don't have to ask them. They don't go to movies and they don't whatever else people do in Bangalore or anywhere else. You don't have to go to movies anymore, do you? The movie's right there with you. It moves you down, 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 down. Moves your consciousness down. And then you get moved down to the lower planets by the movies. Anyway, they don't have bars and pubs. They may go. You go to the bars sometimes? No, I thought you might go. Sometimes our devotees go there for distributing books. No, you don't go there. I'll tell you one good place for book distribution. I know devotees all over the world report. You may or may not want to go, but the brothels are very good. The prostitutes, they often take books. But in this country, it wouldn't look good if you go in this dress. In the Western countries, mostly they do book distribution in Western dress. Although I don't think there's any real need for it anymore like there used to be. Yeah, they're suffering. People go there, they go to the prostitutes with the idea of enjoying, but they don't enjoy. The prostitutes, they're suffering. We know from the case of Chintamani, Prabhupada often told that story, right? Bilva Mangal Thakur. She told him, "You idiot! You should worship Krishna! What are you coming to me for? I'm just a bag of blood." So, they can be quite pious also. Generally, our devotees, when they go to distribute books, they go in the off hours, although I guess they're on 24-hour call, but it's mostly in the daytime there. They have to have some relaxation also. So you don't do those things. What do? Your whole life is just fully for being Krishna conscious and spreading Krishna consciousness. And people can benefit from associating with you. The people around here, they're quite favorable to you in the sense that they're not opposed to you being here, but they don't come much. Is anyone locally coming? Some they come, yeah. From book distribution you meet people and they come. But most people, they're just going on with their life. They don't know the value of associating. You may think, well, you know, who is that? They're just Murari and Chaitanya Chandra and Prani. What's his name? Prameshwara. You get mixed up. Prameshwara, Praneshwara, Parameshwara. Yes. So he's no, I forgot again. Prameshwara, yeah. So, see, they're not like super, you know, world-shattering big acharyas who they have 20 million followers on Facebook and they give knock-you-out speeches and they're just ordinary devotees. Wow, ordinary devotees, that's great. That's what we need, isn't it? Sometimes I get afraid of these big preachers and big devotees. It's like, it's hard to be humble when you're a big devotee. You see some people who are, they give such great talks and people like to hear them and it can be difficult not to get carried away by all that. Just devotees who just go out every day and they very sincerely distribute Prabhupada's books and they rise early in the morning and people come and they talk to them about Krishna. This is very good association. You can all take advantage of that association. When I come, I suppose more devotees will come when I come, which is the first time in about 2 years, isn't it? Thanks to... Oh, returning from Kerala? Did I do any program here? No. I met the devotees, yeah. But it's the first time I've had an... That was also unscheduled, wasn't it? Yeah. It's the first time I've had an official visit for about 2 years. So probably more will come because the idea... Maharaj is coming. But here they're all very good devotees, and Grihastha devotee also, very good devotees, very seriously practicing. Very good association. It may be that some who are preaching, they're very charismatic preachers, and many people come, and then they may be speaking the right philosophy even. Charismatic preacher and right philosophy, the two things can go together, but not always. Because it's easier to attract people if you just add some water to the milk. And the more water you add, the more people like it. Because, anyway, people don't like to hear things like I said at the beginning of the talk, what is the cause of material existence? Pretty young girls. And people don't like to hear that. Especially the pretty young girls and those who used to be pretty young girls but now who are getting pretty old. People don't like to hear things like that. They don't like to hear, I'm getting old. Oh, really? Oh. If we say that, people don't like it, and then you don't get 20 million followers on Facebook. Well, that's why I like to associate with these devotees, because they don't flatter. They just speak what is to be said, they do what is to be done, and we can benefit from their association. It may be even someone speaking the right philosophy and they know how to do it in a way and they build up followers and this and that, but still sometimes I'm a bit afraid of them because it seems like there may be some element of personal desire, controlling others, becoming famous, being the center of attention. Kshurasya Dhara, I just quoted that. Does anyone remember? I just quoted that. Does anyone remember what I said? What does it mean? Kshurasya Dhara, it's difficult to say with a mask on your face. What does it mean? Spiritual life is like a sharp razor. Very dangerous. If you use it properly, someone who knows how to use a razor properly can shave very nicely. But if you don't know, you can get cut like anything. Just when they look and, oh, I got so many cuts. Nowadays they have these safety razors, right? Well, the original safety razors were the one with the... Otherwise it was an open blade. What they first called a safety razor was the one with the Gillette blade, but it had a guard on it and you screw it up. You can still use that. That was called a safety razor. But you can still cut yourself very easily with that. But nowadays they have, there's like four or five, this and that, and you can still cut yourself with it, but it's you don't have to be so careful as if you're shaving with... Oh, forgot to shave. Anyway, not much there. So it's very dangerous. If you're not careful, you can get in a lot of trouble. In material life means trouble, but in spiritual life, if you offend devotees, you can get a lot of trouble, very, very serious trouble. And even it may be another way to take this spiritual life is like a razor's edge. It means it's so narrow. If you don't stick exactly to the path, then you can fall off. It's a very, very narrow path. So it can be that one is distracted from the goal of life, which is to become mad after Krishna. That's a quote from Srila Prabhupada. To become mad after Krishna. It is possible to become distracted by... La puja pratishtadi jato upashakagon. That's from Chaitanya Charitamrita. There are so many important instructions. It seems devotees in India, at least, they prefer to quote the Sanskrit because they think Sanskrit is more authoritative. But in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have so many important instructions. I'm just quoting that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's talking about the weeds that can grow in the heart of someone who's trying to become Krishna conscious. He says, Nishidacha kutinati jiber hingshon labha puja pratishtadi jato upashakagon. He gives examples of various ways in which a devotee can be distracted from the goal of pure devotional service. Nishidacha, not following the regulated principles which govern, do you have a tissue there? There was somewhere. The regulated principle, no, it's in another bag. The regulated principles which govern abstinence from sinful life. If we don't follow that, then we're in trouble. Kutinati, which means diplomatic behavior. Jibe Hingshan, what does that mean? It's easy to understand, right? Jibe Hingshan. Violence to other living beings. It could include yourself also. More specific definition, who knows what's in the purport? Prabhupada quotes in the purport to this that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that violence to other living beings means stopping the preaching of Krishna consciousness. See, there's some jiva on my head, and I didn't try to kill that jiva, just remove it. That's what we do, right? Once Srila Prabhupada saw one devotee, I think it was Shruta Kirti Prabhu, there were some ants and he was trying to remove them. And Prabhupada said, previously you would have killed them. So we don't try to kill them. Jibe Hingshan. And then the very subtle desires, Labha Puja Pratishtadi Jato Upashakagon. The desires for monetary gain, being worshipped, being honored, puja pratishta. You could put these together. Pratishta means prestige, but it also means a position. So the desire for having a position, very dangerous. So it may be that someone's doing all the right things, but within the heart there's a desire growing. They may be very renounced even, and not desire labha, personal monetary gain, but they may desire to be noticed and all these things. So it's a paradox for devotees who are preaching Krishna consciousness. Because on the one hand, we want to preach, right? Preaching Krishna consciousness. We want people to take to Krishna consciousness. And on the other hand, and then when they preach, they'll come to us and then there'll be a following of people who admire us and we're giving direction to. And all of a sudden, you find that you've got a following and then people admire you. And it may awaken some sanskara. I was talking about that sanskara. Sanskara means an impression. Then the sanskara gives rise to vasana. I didn't say that. I should have said that. From the impressions in the heart arise vasana, which is a deep-rooted, deep-rooted desire. And then that can come out as a particular desire. There may be a general desire to enjoy sexual contact. And then that particular, it manifests, there's a general desire, and it manifests in association with a particular member of the opposite sex, or in 2021, the same sex, or whatever, how many genders are there? It's ever increasing, according to some. So it may be that even unnoticed to oneself, the desire will come out for prestige. That's why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in one of his purports there, that's in that when that Jare Dekho Tare Kaho, that series of verses about preaching and becoming a guru, he says that one should not think that I will not initiate others, thinking I'll be a better devotee if I don't initiate others. You get that? One may think, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and Prabhupada translated it, but it got mistranscribed, some commas in the wrong place or something. He says that one should not think, I'm a great devotee and I don't want to go down to the level of initiating others, because if you initiate, that means you must be wanting to, you must be wanting some followers, right? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, na dhanam, na janam, no followers. So if you initiate, that means you're on a lower level. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, don't think like that. Don't think like that. That's not proper. You should take up the responsibility. As anyway, I'll talk about that in a, planning to talk on that in a ongoing talks on guru issues. So there are all kinds of subtle desires which can distract us from our forward progress in Krishna consciousness. That's why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also, we'll find that's quoted in Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita commentary. He says that Sharalata is the basic quality of a Vaishnava. Sharalata is Bengali pronunciation. It means to be saral, which means to be simple. Simple in the sense that I only want to get Krishna. Let's just leave everything else out as far as possible. We shouldn't become entangled in anything. Just keep our goals straight, clear, fixed. Srila Prabhupada gave this program. We rise early, we chant the holy names, and then for those who are fortunate to have that opportunity, they can, or they don't have anything else to do. Although the proximity of your father and sister in Bangalore means that you also have some family matters to deal with. But you're trying your best to do it in a Krishna conscious way. Otherwise your life is only for Krishna, that's all. Others, even Chaitanya Chandra recently went for, what was it, a few weeks he went to see his ailing mother. Did she recover or she recovered? What was wrong with her, do you know? She had some kind of serious disease or something. Oh, cataract, that's not so serious, but then she can't cook, right? It may be whatever. So someone has to look after her. So it may be that there are things which distract, but basically your life is only for serving Krishna, straightforward. So keep it straightforward, keep it simple. As soon as we desire something else, then we get in trouble. Spiritually. This association with devotees, it's very powerful. Actually, there are only a small number of you here, and you may think, well, if there are more devotees, it's more powerful. Bahubir Militva, Yat Kirtanam Iti Sankirtanam. When many devotees come together for chanting the holy names, that's called Sankirtan. So you may think if we have more devotees, that's better. But then, if there's a small group, you also develop a strong sense of unity and working together. You may even sometimes, I don't know, you may even sometimes have some disagreement. I'm sure you sometimes have some kinds of disagreements among yourself. But there shouldn't be too much because the program is very simple. You do your sadhana in the morning and then you go out for book distribution. Someone stays and cooks. People come, you preach to them. Actually, when you get more devotees, then it becomes more complex. And when you get many, 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 then the association is there, but you won't even know most of them. Just like if you live in ISKCON Mayapur, you won't know. It'll just be like a city in Bangalore. You walk past the people, they don't look at you, you don't look at them. That's what it's like in Mayapur, because you can't relate to how I think there are 6,000 devotees, something like that, living there. So it gets a bit big. You can have the benefit of devotee association, by living in Mayapur without the drawbacks of someone being on your case. That means you can be Krishna conscious at your own level. You can go to the kirtans, take darshan, and you can come back and do whatever you like in your own little apartment. So it can be. Actually, the devotees who are living there, they're very serious devotees who live in Mayapur. They've come from different parts of Bengal, different parts of India, from all over the world. Why would you go and live in Mayapur unless you want to be Krishna conscious? There is a problem, though, with the next generation, because not all of them want to be so Krishna conscious. And then you can't control it. Here in the ashram, where there are a few devotees, someone doesn't want to follow, then okay, there's a big world out there, you can go. Don't stay here. But in a situation where people have their independence, then they can misuse it. And there's nothing you can do. Hopefully things will develop more here. So there'll be more devotees in the ashram. It's a bit of a struggle at the present time. But the struggle, when you look back, it's always the best time. Actually, some time ago I said in one talk that the present generation of devotees are more fortunate in one sense than Srila Prabhupada's disciples, because they have the opportunity to associate with and serve so many senior devotees, which we didn't have when Srila Prabhupada was here. The only really senior devotee was Srila Prabhupada, and he was moving all the time. And even when he came to a place, hardly anyone got the opportunity to speak with him personally. But in another way, the present devotees, they're less fortunate, because they don't have the same kind of struggles that Srila Prabhupada's disciples had. They really had to struggle in the beginning. Especially here in India, the Western devotees, what struggles they went through in so many ways. Nowadays people join and there's already, a temple is there, everything is there, there are devotees to guide you, and everything's there in order, and you can just click into it and go ahead. But there's so many difficulties and so many struggles in so many ways, apart from struggling with their own minds, which was tough also for the devotees coming from that completely hedonistic background, and all of a sudden four regulated principles, rise early in the morning. They did it happily, but it was the sanskars and vasanas and kamana, it was pulling them and banging them and pushing them, and it was difficult. What to speak of the sickness and the heat and the mosquitoes and the flies and people coming up to you every minute and saying, excuse me, what country do you come from? And so many different things. Sickness was just going on all the time for devotees. They didn't have any idea how to keep healthy. So many things. The poverty, the food. They're used to big feasts in the West, and they come to India, they can't digest any of it. So they struggle so much. But that struggle for Krishna, and that's in India, and in the Western countries, so much struggle. It was a common thing. You go out for book distribution, get arrested. Go out to chant the holy names in public, get arrested. In some countries it was more severe. In Germany, they arrested all the devotees and put charges on them. Distributing books in the airport, sometimes people would just come up and punch the devotees in the face or spit in their face. It was pretty common. They were very lucky. Hanuman, we praise him for fighting for Ram. Now he's still sitting there chanting Ram, 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 right? He's still doing it. But we remember him for his fighting. Hanuman is very powerful, but he still had to fight, right? It wasn't just that he looked at the people and went like that and they fell over. He had to fight. So many soldiers, the monkeys, so many monkey soldiers, they fell down dead. Later they were brought back to life, but there was a struggle. But that struggle made them very dear to Lord Rama. And their devotion became so strong. If we struggle for Krishna, our devotion becomes more strong. So in that way, the disciples of Srila Prabhupada had that opportunity to struggle so much. If you want, you can go somewhere, go to struggle. You can go to some Muslim country or some place like Kampuchea and struggle for Krishna and try and get something going. Japan, your brother, did he go to Japan? He didn't go yet, he wants to go. That's a real struggle. I mean, even to live there, you think Japan's a very rich country, but people live in miserable conditions. It's really clean, yes, the Japanese are super clean people, but tiny little places, and they're completely miserable. No one's happy, even in the slightest in Japan. But the most difficult thing is that actually people are very polite, and if you dress as a sadhu, people will respect that. But very, very difficult to get them interested in Krishna consciousness. Very, very difficult. So it's very tough. Hong Kong, oh, very tough. I mean, it's very difficult to interest them in Krishna consciousness, and they're not polite. They're rude. So, very, very tough preaching Krishna consciousness, but in such a situation. Of course, you don't have to. It's not that here in Bangalore, everyone just bows down at your feet immediately and says, yes, I want to surrender to Krishna. Tick the box. I want to donate 1,000. 25,000, 1 lakh. I want to surrender my life fully to Krishna. We don't put that box, right? We put, you can donate this much, this much. It's easier to go to people and say, give money, than to ask them to take the books and surrender to Krishna. If you just say, yeah, give some money, yeah, good, okay, very nice. I feel, oh yes, I'm very good, and they're doing some good work. But if you tell them, hey sadhava, sakala eva vihaya durat, goranga chandra, charane kurutana raga, you rascal, idiot, fool, give up all your nonsense ideas and surrender to Goranga Mahaprabhu. I think I'll just give 1,000 rupees. Yeah. So it's easier to be nice and take their money. But to actually tell them to surrender to Krishna, they're not so easy. So we give them books, invite them, they come, people come once, they go away, we don't see them again. In most cases, is it? They think, well, what do I want to go there for and get told I'm a fool? Yeah, you are a fool. You are a fool. You're a very big fool. You're a very big fool. You're going to come back again? If I go on calling you a fool, will you still come? Maybe, you might start thinking about it. Who wants to be called a fool? So we have to do it. What is that? How does that verse begin? Dante nitaya trinakang padayani pat. Taking a straw in my teeth, I say, oh, you're very nice, you're very good, you're very glorious. Oh, yeah, he's a real sadhu, he knows. And then, after And after they're flattered, then you tell them, you give up all your nonsense ideas and just surrender to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there are techniques in preaching also. But basically, what we have to tell people is not that you're very great, that not that you're very wonderful, but that you're a fool and you have to surrender to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we can't expect so many people to come. But those who come, they will be sadhus, and they can actually make sadhus. They can bring people up to be devotees of Krishna. So their association is very valuable. Krishna bhakti janma mool hoy sadhu sangha. Krishna prema janme teho puna mukhya anga. The root cause of devotional service to Lord Krishna is association with advanced devotees. Even when one's dormant love for Krishna awakens, association with devotees is still most essential. Bhava pavargo brahmato yata bhavij janasya taryachuta sat samagamaha sat sangamo yarhi tadaiva sadgatau paravare she twai jayate ratihi. O my Lord, O infallible Supreme Person, when a person wandering throughout the universes becomes eligible for liberation from material existence, he gets an opportunity to associate with devotees. When he associates with devotees, his attraction for you is awakened. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the highest goal of the topmost devotees, and the Lord of the universe. So thank you all for being devotees and giving me your kind association. It's all Srila Prabhupada's mercy. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nithaya chunakang padayo nipatya kritva chakha kushatameta daham bravimi. Hey sadhava sakala evibhaya durat. Gauranga Chandra Charne Kurutanu Radha Parivadatu Jano Yata Tata Va Nanumukarona Vayang Vichara Yamaha Hari Rasa Madhira Madati Mata Bhuvi Vilokama Natama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, we're going to distribute prasad to one and all now? Okay, good. Yeah. You have one question.
And then the purport success and the advanced devotees.
Advanced devotees. Yes, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here says, sadhu sangha. Srila Prabhupada translates this as advanced devotees.
How do we understand this?
How do you understand what?
As in when we say advanced,
how do you understand? You associate with devotees and they'll teach you about Krishna consciousness. Then you'll understand what an advanced devotee is. Not me, because I couldn't explain to you properly what an advanced devotee. Advanced devotee, there are so many symptoms given. You'll find here in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Shantira Vyarita Kaladvam. What's the next line? Anyone? Shantira Vyarita Kaladvam. Something Mana Shunyata. I forgot it. Look it up. Shantir Avyarita. Kshanti means tolerance of all different difficult situations. The example is given of Parikshit Maharaj. He tolerated the being cursed. Avyartha Kaladvam, not wanting to waste a moment without being engaged in Krishna's service. What's the next word? Kshantir Avyartha Kaladvam. Something, something, Mana Shunyata. Kshantir is K-S-A-N-T-I-R. It might be in here. It's somewhere in Chaitanya Charitamrita, as well as being in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. I'm not sure if it's in this volume. It's in this section of Sanatan teachings to Sanatan Shiksha. Let me see if I can find it here. Oh, so many verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita, beginning with Krishna. Ah, yes, there it is, 23:18. Just in the next chapter. Okay. Advanced devotee, kshantir avyartha kaladvam, virakti, one who is detached from material existence. Okay, I got it now. Mana shunyata, he's not proud. Ashabandha samutkanta, these two terms are similar. That he has great hope. And they're beautiful verses to explain this, ashabandha, which I won't read now. You can read it yourself. Do your homework. Ashabandha samutkanta, eagerness and confidence, Krishna will deliver me. Namagane sadaruchihi, always eager to chant, a taste for chanting the holy names of the Lord. Asaktis tadgunakane, attached to glorifying the qualities of the Supreme Lord. Preetis tadvasati sthale, and likes to live in a holy place. Ityadiyonu bhavasyur jata bhavan kure jane. These are the symptoms of one in whose heart the seed of love of God has begun to fructify. So that's advanced. There's one description of advanced. And you'll find elsewhere in Chaitanya Charitamrita also the symptoms of the Jaha Komal Shraddha Kanishta devotee, Madhyam devotee, advanced devotee. This is a complete university course in Krishna consciousness, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Hare Krishna. I was thinking one way to get people to stay. One of the main reasons why people joined the Krishna consciousness movement when Srila Prabhupada was here, it's a word beginning with H. Halava, yeah, which in ISKCON terminology means, well, it's got different names in different Indian languages. I think here in South India they call it Shira, yeah. And it's different to Punjabi halava or Gujarati or whatever. Different. Actually, the Punjabi one is the best because it's got lots of ghee, lots of sugar. So that was one reason. How you get people to stay, you completely stuff them with halava until they can't move, and then you put more in. And you can tell that was a sign. If someone came to our program and they took lots of prasad, you say, they're going to be a devotee. That was a sure sign. The natural attraction to prasadam. So that's good. Stuff them full of halava. And another important one is gulab jamuns. Here in the sweet shops in India, you get them, they're like little golf balls. In the West, they're not the size of cricket balls, but bigger than... In India, they're even smaller than golf balls. So they're they're more like shot put or something like that. It depends, of course, in way. Different types. And mostly the sweet shops sell them small. But this would be, I guess, about the average size. And they're quite soft, whereas in India they're quite hard, but in the West they make them quite soft. And it's great, great preaching. Stuff them full of prasad. Pushpanna, so many things. not only sweets. We used to have in the Sunday feast regularly samosas, kachoris. People, we don't do that anymore. It's a lot of work to make that. We used to make hundreds and hundreds of samosas. All night you have to get them ready. Kachoris are more difficult than samosas. But if you can make them right, then it's amazing. Srila Prabhupada did it. He personally cooked so many items. So that's a great secret. The simple thing to do, the simple substitute for samosas is pakoras. I mean, it's the same kind of namkin, I guess you could call it. Just like it's savory, small, fried like that. Yeah, there are so many things. So many things. He used to cook. Chutney, that was a big one also. Too hot to eat means too spicy, and too sweet not to eat. So it's like that. Burns your mouth, but it's so tasty, you still want to take more. So that's it. Maybe the dull-headed people, you just give them prasadam. In the beginning, prasadam and harinam. Get them jumping in the kirtan. But in Bangalore, a lot of young people, they're often like too puffed up to dance in kirtan. It's like it's below their dignity. Is it? Some of them are like, after a few times. Yeah. That didn't used to be there in India. It used to be people liked to dance in kirtan. Less so in South. In North India, people, they happily dance in kirtan. But in South India, they're a bit stiff like that. We can tell them there's no CC camera. But I'm saying like these young IT professionals, we're all very modern. We don't do things like that.
Janmashtami celebrations, we have seen in our area, we have seen the other way. They'll come, they'll wait till we do Maharati, and they said, Kirtan Karenge Na, Ratni Kirtan Karenge Na. They will dance, all boys and girls, they come, we do loud Kirtan, and
they want it, the North Indians, you say.
And they'll ask for prasad, which is like made with Sendra, they will be fasting that.
Right? Made with? You mean Anu Kalpa? Even in Vellore, where we're staying in a village, then the people behind us, they were fasting on Janmashtami. They keep cows like that. And they're fasting on Janmashtami. It used to be. Srila Prabhupada said that maybe even now, but he said that even many Muslims used to celebrate Janmashtami and they'd be fasting and everything. Even now in Ram Navami, you see openly Muslims, they participate. In North India, I don't know about in South India. They're Indians after all. Bangalore, I think it's all just false, all this being modern. Underneath, they're all Indians. So, what do you think? They're just pretending to be non-Indians.
Quite religious.
They're quite religious, yeah. Traditionally, Bangalore people were very religious.
But they have long queues in Vaikunthika the city and yes. All temples full.
Good, good. You just have to rescue them from this.
Propaganda to spoil public.
Yeah. It's going on. It's been going on. Make counter-propaganda. Distribute Prabhupada's books. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.